On the first day of the new Supreme Court session, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that could affect how certain medical malpractice cases can move forward in federal court, or not move forward. The case, Burke v. Choi, involves a man who says a doctor and hospital in Delaware were negligent in treating a foot injury. If Harold Burke had sued in a Delaware court, his case would have been thrown out because he failed to file an affidavit required by Delaware law. But because Burke is a Florida resident, he filed in federal court, which has different rules. Burke's lawyer, Andrew Tutt, argued the Delaware rule should not apply.
The federal rules form a comprehensive scheme for the fast, fair, efficient resolution of cases in federal courts. Delaware's law cuts an ugly gash through that scheme. It has no place in federal court.
Lawyer Frederick Yarger argued the case for the respondents.
What this court held in Hanna is that trial courts in the federal system must enforce state laws using federal modes of enforcement, even though the federal rules are not identical to state court procedures.
Much of the court argument turned on arcane issues, like the difference between an affidavit and a pleading, and which of various precedents and rules apply to certain proceedings at certain stages. But the issues go farther than that. Some states, with laws like Delaware's, say they're necessary to cut down on the number of frivolous malpractice lawsuits by requiring an affidavit from an expert. The American Hospital Association holds that position. Others, including patient rights advocates, including the AARP, say rules like the Delaware law make it harder for people to take their real malpractice cases to court. The Supreme Court has not said when it will rule in the case, but at the hearing, the justices seem to lean away from letting a variety of state laws prevail in federal malpractice cases. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.